Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm so pumped you're tuning in today because we're diving at first into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, procrastination. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than the line at Disney World on a summer day? You know, the one where every item just seems to be screaming, do me later. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? We're going to tackle this beast together and come out on top. This isn't about beating yourself up for those delayed deadlines, because let's be real, sometimes a good Netflix binge is essential. It's about understanding the why behind that procrastination and finding strategies that actually work for our wonderfully unique brains. Because here's the thing. When we embrace our ADHD, instead of fighting it, we unlock a whole new level of creativity, productivity, and yes, even spiritual growth. So buckle up, because this episode is going to be your ultimate guide to conquering procrastination, one mindful step at a time. Here are 5 golden nuggets I want you to hold onto as we journey through this. Number 1. Embrace the energy shifts. Think of ADHD brains like those supercharged batteries. They are constantly buzzing with energy, but sometimes the flow can be unpredictable. Recognizing these shifts and working with them instead of against them is key. Don't force yourself to sit down and write a novel when your brain is craving movement and excitement. Maybe try a quick walk outside, or dance it out to your favorite playlist. Let that energy channel into something productive. Number 2. Break it down like you mean it. Remember that feeling of being overwhelmed when faced with a giant project? Yeah, me too. That's why we need to break things down into bite-sized chunks. Think about it like building a Lego masterpiece. You wouldn't just try to connect all the pieces at once, right? Same goes for tasks. Focus on completing one small step at a time. Celebrate those mini victories. You'll be surprised how quickly those little wins add up. Number 3. Time boxing is your new BFF. Ever hear of time boxing? It's like setting a personal timer for specific tasks. Decide on the amount of time you want to dedicate to something and stick to it. This helps create structure and focus, even if your brain feels like it's playing hopscotch. And remember, it's okay to take breaks. Those mental refreshers are crucial. Number 4. Make it fun. Make it yours. Let's be real. Sometimes work can feel like a drag. But what if we injected some fun into the equation? Turn your workspace into a creative haven. Listen to upbeat music or podcasts that energize you. Use colorful sticky notes or funky pens. The point is, personalize your environment and make it something you actually want to be in. And finally, number 5. Embrace your quirks. We are all uniquely wired, and that includes our brains. What works for someone else may not work for you, and that's perfectly okay. Experiment with different strategies until you find what resonates with your ADHD superpower. Don't be afraid to try unconventional methods. Sometimes the most unexpected approaches lead to breakthroughs. Think about those times when you've been stuck in a procrastination spiral. Maybe you were supposed to write an email, clean your room, or finally start that hobby project. You know that feeling of anxiety and overwhelm creeping in as the deadline looms closer. What happens next? Do you throw yourself into a frenzy of last-minute scrambling, fueled by caffeine and stress? We get distracted by endless scrolling on social media, promising yourself you'll get back to it later. Spoiler alert, later never comes. See, or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge your energy levels, and break down the task into manageable chunks, celebrating each small victory along the way? See, we've all been there. But by understanding our unique brain wiring and embracing those quirky little quirks, we can turn procrastination from an enemy into a springboard for growth and creativity. Remember this, you are not defined by your to-do list. Your worth isn't tied to how much you accomplish. You are worthy of rest, joy, and self-compassion. So go ahead, give yourself permission to take breaks, dance like nobody's watching, and celebrate those small wins. Because in the end, it's about progress, not perfection. Alright, my brilliant friends, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest procrastination struggle? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more ADHD-friendly wisdom delivered straight to your ears every day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.